Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days, like Cheeseball Day, or worse, Moldy Cheese Day, amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week, I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Hey, Paul, it's Wade Rausch. So July 24th is National Amelia Earhart Day. And I guess what I'm curious about is how Amelia herself would feel about the way she's remembered today. I mean, it seems like she's famous mostly for disappearing into thin air and only secondarily for being the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic, which all seems kind of backward to me. On the other hand, she's seen increasingly as a feminist icon, which seems like might please her. So I'm just curious how historians and biographers think Earhart would have regarded her own fame. Thanks.
Wade, given that I've never been confused for an historian, I'm one of those people that thinks about Earhart the way you've described above. So it's nice to be given a little nudge of history, and hopefully I can return the favor. For my first recommendation, I found a podcast called Chasing Earhart, which hopes to shed some more light on Earhart by interviewing guests. In this episode, they interview Abigail Harrison, who is commonly known as Astronaut Abby. As part of the interview, Abby talks about how Amelia Earhart is an inspiration. They also talk about the Mars Generation and STEM, as well as her work as an aspiring astronaut. Today's guest is Wade Rausch, host of the Soonish podcast, which helps us understand where technology comes from and how we decide to start or stop using it. It's that understanding that allows us to be more intentional about the kind of future we're building together. Soonish covers a lot of ground, from bridges to virtual reality to the voting process. One episode that struck me, though, was Wade talking about quitting Facebook, which is something I grapple with constantly. On the episode's page description, Wade outlines multiple years where Facebook failed us and he finally had enough. Here in 2020, Facebook continues to fail in large ways, and I wish some of the tech support groups that I am a member of would find another service so I could get off Facebook myself. For a last recommendation, Wade went above and beyond. He's given three podcast recommendations and a YouTube channel that are about the weird byways in aerospace history. In no particular order, they are The Constant, The Right Stuff the Wrong Way, 99% Invisible, Gander International Airport, Should This Exist, Boom, The Return of Supersonic Flight, and Amy Shira Title's YouTube channel, Vintage Space. A link to all of them will be in the show notes. For today's extra hot sauce, I just want to add that Wade is one of the creators of the Boston-based podcast collective called Hub and Spoke. If you've been listening to this podcast since the beginning, you'll know that Charles Gustine was my second guest ever, who is the host of Iconography, which is part of Hub and Spoke. I'll put a link in the show notes to the collective, and you'll probably recognize some of the other great podcasts. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in this show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.